Welcome to Energetic Perspectives, a sacred space where I share an energetic approach to very human experiences. I'm Erin Panzarella, and I've been fine-tuning my spiritual gifts after finally being open to shift out of feelings of darkness that once felt too heavy to step out of. This podcast is an opportunity for you to settle into transmissions from the Akashic Records and receive tangible tools that help you get into receiving mode of the abundant and joyful life I know we are all capable of tuning into. If you are ready to further step into your light while opening up to new ways of being, you are exactly where you are meant to be right now. Before we dive in, I invite you to ground into the space with me by taking 3 deep breaths to center and clear some energy. Close down the eyes. Take a deep breath in through the nose. And let it out the mouth. Deep breath in. And let it all go. One more deep breath in through the nose and let it all out. I am so grateful that you are here with me in this moment. Let's get into the episode. Hello, my loves. How are you all doing today? Maybe just even taking a moment to check into how you are feeling. Being honest with the answer when the question is asked, how are you doing? And also remembering that this can shift from moment to moment. Spirit speaks. Change arrives, I can flow. This is not only spirit speaking, it is also an amazing song from a beautiful chorus, something that I always put on to be open to beauty. I mean, their voices are amazing, but also just to really reinforce the beautiful meditative mantras that they have in their music. The concept of change is so important. I know that for so long, I felt like change was not possible. I thought that I needed to do things the same way that I always did them because that's what I was used to. And whoa, am I so unbelievably grateful that that is the furthest from the truth. I'm just looking out to the sky right now. I see the clouds through my windows, and wow, they look picturesque. It literally looks like I'm looking at a painting. Back in the day, I wouldn't have been able to see beyond my own thoughts. I wouldn't look up to the sky and see the beautiful clouds. I wouldn't have the awareness that what was going on in my head wasn't truth, or that I didn't need to be convinced by it. And I wanted to bring forward some beautiful stories of change from this past week. I was reflecting on my walk back from my facial. This is the first facial I've ever had in it's not the first one I ever had, but I haven't had one in 10, 15 years. So I just had one, which was really nice. And on the walk back, I was like, okay, so I'm going to record an episode and what am I going to talk about? And then I was like, oh, this week has been really transformational. Why don't we start there? So last week I was summoned to jury duty and I was actually kind of excited about it. I had a call every day for a few days to find out when I was going to be, called to go. And then I found out that last Thursday, it was my turn. So I always kind of wanted to do it, honestly. And I also was kind of open to the fact that this might not be the best timing for me to do it. So I left it up to the universe to say if it's meant to be, it will be, and if it's not, it won't. And I really leaned in. So we got some information about the case. It was really interesting, and I was like so in it. It's actually something that's very much in my realm of expertise, I would say, from my previous position and also current position at a consulting experience. So I was kind of like, oh, I would be perfect as a juror for this case. And I did not get the opportunity to actually say that because out of all the people in the room, I was called second. I had to go back the next day because they didn't call me first. Sorry. Okay. So I was called second on the second day that I returned. And I thought that was like, okay, so I'm going to get asked the question second. Like, I'm definitely a juror because they say basically the jurors pick themselves. And they ended up feeding us into the courtroom from the back forward instead of the front backwards. So I ended up being in the last row. And honestly, thank goodness for that, because I would have picked myself as juror through and through. But they never got to me. And I was dismissed because they already picked the jurors by the time it was even before my turn to speak. And I wanted to share just some experience that I had the day before. So, you know, it's jury duty. Everyone's like, oh, that sucks. But I was kind of excited about it. So I didn't go prepared at all the first day. I didn't have a phone charger. I didn't have food. I didn't eat before. And you're there all day. I was there all day. So I found out you got a break. I was talking to John. I was like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. He's like, I think you get a break. And I was like, oh, cool. So they were like, 15 minutes is up. Go. Get like, go for a break, go outside, do what you got to do, and then come back. So I ran to get food because I was so hungry, and I ran back. I like housed it down. And then within 5 minutes of being back and finishing my food, they're like, okay, now come back at 2:00. And when they said that, it was like 12:15. And I was like, oh my God, I literally just came back at 12 from a 15 minute break thinking I had a rush. And now I have an hour and 45 minutes to spare. So instead of going to get food because I already ate, I went to a local spot. I sat down at the bar. They charged my phone because I didn't have a phone charger, and I started to talk to people, and then I was really in some quiet reflection. And it just felt really nice, you know, to be there, and I was just thinking about my journey and healing and all the things. And then I decided to leave the bar. I got my Diet Coke and then I left and I went for a walk. I was feeling really good. I was feeling good. I was feeling purposeful in not only jury duty, but my life. And I was just exploring, going in and out of places. And one of the places I walked in, I looked around. And then as I was walking out, there was a man who was outside of the store videotaping me, clearly my body. And I walked towards him and he put his phone down. And part of me wanted to stand up for myself, honestly. Part of me wanted to say something like, delete that from your phone. And then I also assessed the situation, the energy, and I was like, you know what? This is not at all worth it. This actually does not feel like that would be a safe thing to do. So I let it go, and not in terms of feeling. So I was very angry. I was very upset. And I was like texting John, my fiance. I was texting my friends. I was, you know, doing this. And then I really needed a place to release it. So I released it through telling my friends and my fiance about the experience. And then I walked into a place, a man gave me something for free, even though I didn't even talk about the situation. A really, really nice man opened the door for me, and everyone just felt really nice. And I felt like the universe was like, there are good people. It is mostly good people. And it was just the universe knowing I needed some extra kindness and love in that moment. And I totally received it. And then I was able to really release the experience. I didn't feel attached to it. I didn't feel like I needed to ruminate over it. I just let it flow. I let it release out of me. And then I moved on and I had a really nice day. I went back and then I found out I didn't. I had to come back again tomorrow because they never picked me. And then I just flowed. And it felt like a really good day. I remember in the past, if something like that would have happened, oh my goodness, like my whole month would be ruined. I would, you know, pick apart everything that happens, what I should have done, what he shouldn't have done, all the things. And when I leaned into the energy of change, when I leaned into honoring that I was angry, honoring that I was upset, I was like, of course you're upset. Of course you're angry. Of course that's so valid. And I released it with safe people. I was able to let it go. And so much of what I've been doing with EMDR, with my, we're training each other. So essentially she's training in EMDR and I'm training in my transformational coaching. So we're doing swaps. And so she's not technically my therapist. I just want to make that clear, but we're just really having a beautiful co-creative experience by offering our own areas that we are learning. And this morning I came in because some abandonment wounding was coming up for me and feeling like my life feels so good and the other shoe has got to drop soon. Something's got to happen. That's the way it's always been. Something, you know, life is really good and then I lose someone. Life is really good and then something bad happens. And those stories are still rooted in the subconscious. They came out in my dream on Sunday and they came out after the most beautiful weekend. Oh my goodness. Me and John, I got my wedding band for our wedding, for my marriage. I'm so excited. I literally was like, when I was at the at the store and the guy behind the counter was like, oh my god, this is so great, because apparently not everyone's that excited to get diamonds, which I don't understand. It was so exciting for me. And then I met my best friend since I was 2's daughter, and then I had my brother who's not really my brother, and we called each other cousins, but we're family friends, but he literally is like my brother, Josh, his son's baptism on Sunday. And it was just a weekend full of celebration, love, excitement, beauty, and so much connection. So, like clockwork, Sunday night came around, and I had a really upsetting and triggering dream. And today, when I was talking with my EMDR lady, my girl, if you're listening, hi, Lainey, you're amazing. She was like, I like to think of it as the brain processing. So it's something that you don't have to actively process during the day, but it also is, you know, what's here. And that's what I feel with dreams. So much of our subconscious and unconscious are processing, especially during REM, which is a lot very similar to what you do in EMDR with the eye movement, because you're literally doing what the brain does while you're sleeping, but awake. And today I kind of brought forward like, yeah, there is something still there that thinks it can't get this good for long. That's not stable. And we worked through that through EMDR. I've actually been doing it in my transformational coaching container as well. As I coach, I'm also a client. So it's been really beautiful because I kept getting different areas of my life and different modalities and tools to really cement this healing in that it gets to be this good. I get to flow through my life. I get to have such an amazing experience. And really what cultivates that is the ability to change, for things to shift, for them to transform and evolve. And really what it comes down to is my own acceptance or resistance of that. My own recognizing that the past does not have to equal the future. Unless you're doing the same exact things every single day, then it's going to. But I keep showing up in a completely different way because I'm doing the work. I'm showing up. I'm also having a lot of fun. I'm playing. I'm living my life. And now I'm seeing the fruits of that. I'm seeing the abundance and not only money, but all of the connections that I'm making and the amazing experience that I am cultivating. And this is because I chose to change. I chose to change because what was working or was not working before I finally understood I had power there. And I want anyone who's listening to remember that. We are the ones who get to choose. And I bring this forward a lot, but I think it's really, really important. And that's why repetition is so important. I keep bringing this up in different readings, like the subconscious loves repetition. So if you listen to the same thing every single day, it's going to implant in there. So even if these things are repeating themselves, I'm just so here for that. I'm not going to judge myself like I would in the past, because I'm totally showing up in a different way of change and allowing things to evolve and knowing that the messages will get implanted in a different way than before. And each level and layer that I peel back of my healing journey, I understand something at an even more deeper level, so then I can embody and integrate it and bring it into the world. Bring myself into the world from a healing lens instead of the wounded person. Most of my life, I really operated, I'm broken. I am wounded. There is something wrong with me. I am not lovable. I did something wrong. I deserve to feel shame and guilt. I know that so well. That came up in EMDR. It came up in so many different areas where that was my truth, because somewhere along the line, I decided that it was my truth. And that's not my fault. That's from conditioning and society and the people that raise us and the people that we're exposed to. It's not your fault that you took those things in like a sponge, because we all do. Children are walking sponges, walking subconscious sponges. So how can you blame yourself for having a belief that you didn't even choose, and recognize that you get a chance to choose differently now? I promise you, I would not be doing this if I didn't choose to change, if I didn't choose to heal. And while, yes, I do believe so much of my journey has been divine intervention and divine connection, but I have cultivated that connection in such powerful ways now. And this is possible for you. I know it. I know it. I know it, because I have been in the depths. I have been so low. And now my life is amazing. And I want to take this opportunity, as this message completes, that I am having a free masterclass on October 10th at 2 p.m. East. And it is Divine Embodiment Activation. It is all about what I'm talking about here. It's also really leaning into flow and the feminine way. My spirit guide, Sophia, Divine Feminine Creatrix of One, has been coming through so powerful for me. And I've been getting messages and reading the Sophia Code and receiving all of these downloads and insights immediately as I integrate more and more into this journey, as I lean into trust. And I'm feeling so called to assist you in that activation as well, because these are all things that live within you. It's just sometimes we forget. Sometimes we need a really powerful reminder. Sometimes we need to set the intention. And I've been there, and I'll be there again. I will be. And I'll go back to the tools. I'll go back to events, and I'll be in spaces that remind me of my truth and power. And that's what this activation is for you. So if you are interested in this event, it is completely free, no obligation. It is happening October 10th, 2 p.m. Eastern, and it is virtual on Zoom. Anyone can come. If you cannot attend live, I also invite you just to sign up and you will get the replay. It will be available for 7 days following the event. And I am just like, come one, come all. Anyone who is a light worker looking to step into their most embodied way of being, this is an amazing place to be. So my loves, thank you so, so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next one. If this episode resonated with you, I invite you to share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives, and share it directly with a loved one who will resonate too. Subscribe to the show to automatically receive the download so you never miss an episode. If you are loving the transmission shared here, I'd so love if you rate Energetic Perspectives 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you screenshot your review and DM it to me on Instagram, you'll be gifted a discount on one of my single sessions as a token of my deep gratitude. Send in questions to the podcast by recording a voice note on erinpanzarella.com/podcast, and I'll tap into an answer from the Akashic Records, provide on-the-spot quantum leap coaching, or answer any questions about me and my work. Select submissions will get featured on the podcast too. If you are a new or existing podcaster and want to up-level your podcasting journey, check out Captivate, my preferred podcasting platform. Captivate is my favorite one by far, and I've tried three before it. If you choose Captivate, sign up using the link in my show notes, and you'll be supporting me as I grow on this journey too. I would love to keep connecting on Instagram. Connect with me at Erin Panzarella and the show at Energetic Perspectives. And again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning into the show.